You are listening to the Stain Gang Podcast, presented by the Greater Texas Ford Dealers on the Midwestern State Digital Network. The Stain Gang Podcast gives an inside view into Midwestern State athletics and offers an opportunity to catch up with student-athlete alumni, relive stories, and discover where they are now. It's the Stain Gang Podcast, presented by the Greater Texas Ford Dealers on the Midwestern State Digital Network.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. If your vehicle needs service, just call. Ford service centers are essential to your community and are still open. Find out about pickup and delivery options from participating Ford dealers. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let us do our part and help take care of you.
Welcome to a special Marie Morgan Award Show edition of the Stain Gang Podcast on the Mustangs Digital Network. I'm Andrew Byrne. Today I'm joined by Midwestern State senior softball player Lauren Lindgren, one of two female athletes to claim the Marie Morgan Award this year. This prestigious award is handed out each year to the most outstanding student athletes at Midwestern State for their tireless efforts on behalf of their team and the entire program, and for exemplary participation throughout the community on behalf of Midwestern State University. Lindgren, who homered in what turned out to be her final collegiate at-bat due to the COVID-19 pandemic, was hitting .394 with a team-best 10 doubles, a figure that ranked 8th in the country at the time of the shutdown. The special education major possesses a perfect 4.0 GPA and has been a pillar in the community, volunteering her time at Cunningham Elementary School. Lauren, thank you for coming on the Stain Gang Podcast, and congratulations on being named a 2020 Marie Morgan Award winner.
Hi, thank you for having me.
What does it mean to be a winner of one of the most prestigious awards handed out to student athletes at Midwestern State?
It's such an honor. It's not ever anything that I could have imagined achieving. I remember sitting at my freshman year banquet and learning about the Marie Morgan Award and thinking to myself that one day I wanted to just be nominated for the award, and I achieved that last year, but to win the award is something that I could have never imagined happening.
Where does this award rank for Lauren Lindgren across your wide spectrum of accomplishments since you stepped foot on campus several years ago?
Yeah, it's definitely at the top. I've been lucky enough to be nominated for the Clark Scholar and Hardin Scholar, but this is definitely up there for sure.
Your head coach and Mark Ryle says that you're a special person, not just for what you've done out on the field, but your major is special education. It takes a special kind of person to pursue that career path. What does it mean to hear such kind words from your longtime head coach?
Hearing it from Coach Ryle means more than I could ever express. I look up to him in so many different ways, so hearing him say such positive things means a lot to me.
Now, the Marie Morgan Award isn't just handed out for athletes' success on the field. It also looks at what they've done in the classroom and in the community. So let's start first with your volunteering time. You've done so much. You helped out in a special education, deaf education classroom at Cunningham Elementary School. You've helped out at their field day as well. So what made you want to pursue the special education path, and why do you love working with kids so much?
So my sophomore year, I was required to volunteer at Cunningham in a special education classroom, and at that time, I was actually just a general ed major, but after volunteering in the deaf ed class with such a great mentor teacher, I changed my major to special education because it was a different opportunity to help the students in a different way, to give them the love and just the nurturing that they need.
Can you share your secrets for possessing a 4.0 GPA while still being an exceptional athlete?
Just lots of studying at the library. Whenever I'm not at the field or in class, you could always find me in one of the study rooms at the library working on my work.
You know, it seems anytime your name pops up, I've described your career kind of as storybook. Your last at bat, you hit the big 3-run home run to lift Midwestern State to a win over the number 2 team in the country. How would you describe your career at Midwestern State?
Oh man. It's been great. I couldn't have asked for a better school to spend my 4 years at. I guess I don't really view it as storybook. It's just kind of how it played out, how it happened, and my work got me to where I am.
How emotional was it for you when you found out with the COVID-19 pandemic that your senior season was getting cut short?
Yeah, I was very upset, and it kind of still hasn't really hit me yet that I will never take the field with my team again or never have another at-bat, like, in an MSU jersey. But whatever, it happened, so on to the next chapter.
How can you describe that final at-bat when you hit the 3-run home run in the 6th inning to lift Midwestern State to their biggest win of the season?
Looking back, it's kind of crazy to think that I was able to have a home run as my last at-bat. That's kind of what every ball player dreams of, is going out with a home run or with a game-winning hit, and not knowing at the time, but looking back, it's crazy.
It's been a little bit of a mystery, so maybe you can shed some light. Do you have the softball that you hit out for the home run? And if so, was there a special presentation made to you by Coach Ryle and your teammates?
Yes, I do have the softball. There was no presentation of it. My parents got it from someone who received it outside the ballpark. So once we got home, they were just kind of like, here you go.
Certainly one of the best moments of the season for Midwestern State softball. Let's talk a little bit about how you're staying busy with this COVID-19 pandemic and some of the challenges faced now that you can't be in the classroom each week helping out.
Mm-hmm. So right now, school's still going on, so I've been working on all my final projects and getting all those complete. And I've also been studying for my teaching certification test, so that's been keeping me pretty busy.
What are some of the challenges you face having to deal with a virtual learning environment instead of face-to-face with your instructors?
Mm-hmm. So in the semester that I was in, we were very school-based, and we had to teach lessons to kids in the actual classroom. And so a big challenge for me has been we had to adjust to virtual learning, so we had to create online lessons and learn how to use technology to best teach the students.
Let's go back to your playing days at Guyer High School in Denton, Texas. How early on in your high school career did you have an inclination you might be able to play college softball?
So throughout high school, I was actually unsure whether I wanted to play college ball and just focus on my career. So I went back and forth quite a few times on whether I was going to commit somewhere. And then senior year is when I decided that I wasn't ready to let go of the sport yet. And so I committed to MSU to play 4 more years.
What led to the decision to decide Midwestern State was the best fit for you athletically and academically?
Mm-hmm. At the time, it was the coach. So when I committed under Coach Tiger, and I just absolutely loved him and how he ran the program. And it's crazy to think that Ryle was the assistant coach at that time, but I have never even met him or spoke to him when I committed. But when he became the head coach, I was nervous, because I didn't know his coaching style or how he was, but he's the best coach that I've ever had, hands down.
What kind of adjustment was that for you to get recruited by one coach, but then when you step on the field, it's a different coach?
Yeah, so of course, like, when that happened, it was 2 weeks before school started, and so it was a quick adjustment period for me. I didn't really have time to think about what was going to happen or how the new coach was going to be. I basically just moved in and met Ryle.
Now, that freshman season back in 2017, you were Midwestern State's leadoff hitter. You were named second team All-Lone Star Conference, and you started each of the Mustangs 46 games. Did you imagine coming in as a freshman you would receive that much playing time to start?
No, I could never imagine that. I knew that I had to go in and work and get all my extra work in, go to practice, do well at school in order to have the chance of being in the lineup or on the field, but I could have never imagined starting every game of my freshman year.
That freshman season, we've grown accustomed to seeing you in the outfield, but you played 11 games at shortstop. What was that like?
Yeah, so I played shortstop throughout high school as well, so it wasn't too big of a change, but it was weird moving from the outfield to the infield, having to take that position for my team.
What would you say is the biggest adjustment for a high school softball player transitioning to the college game?
Oh, man. Besides the level of play, I would definitely say, like, staying on top of your schoolwork while also trying to improve on the field and get your extra work in that you need.
We are chatting with Midwestern State senior outfielder Lauren Lindgren, one of two female athletes to claim the Marie Morgan Award here in 2020 on the Stangang podcast on the Mustangs Digital Network. And what's it been like, Lauren, getting a chance to participate in the Lone Star Conference and build up some of the rivalries that the Mustangs have?
The Lone Star Conference has been such a great opportunity for me to learn the game of softball and enhance my abilities in the game. It's one of the best conferences out there. So playing against teams like West Texas and Tarleton has been such a good learning opportunity for me, being able to see players at a very high level.
How disappointed are you for your teammates that won't get to experience that rivalry of Midwestern State and Tarleton now that Tarleton's moving on to Division I?
Yeah, it's crazy to think that we never had the chance to play them, because our game got rained out against them this year. But it's sad that they won't get that. Playing Tarleton is like no other team in the conference. They have a passion for the game, and they're strong when they go out there, and they don't stop fighting until the end. So they'll do good in D1, but it's sad for the players who never got to experience that.
We're going to take a break here on the Stangang podcast. When we come back, we'll continue a look back at Lauren Lindgren's outstanding career and get her final thoughts on winning the Marie Morgan Award here in 2020. Stay locked in. The Stangang podcast continues next on the Mustangs Digital Network.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. If your vehicle needs service, just call. Ford service centers are essential to your community and are still open. Find out about pickup and delivery options from participating Ford dealers. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let us do our part and help take care of you.
Welcome back to a special Marie Morgan Award Show edition of the Stangang podcast on the Mustangs Digital Network. I'm Andrew Byrne, chatting with one of the two female athletes to claim the Marie Morgan Award this year. It's senior softball player Lauren Lindgren, who was hitting .394 at the time of the COVID-19 pandemic that halted spring sports, had a team best 10 doubles, a figure that ranked 8th in the country. The special education major possesses a perfect 4.0 GPA and is on track to graduate later this year. Lauren, we were talking about arriving on campus and your first couple of years of softball under head coach Mark Ryle. How did you see your game change from your freshman season up into your junior and senior years of softball?
When looking back, from my freshman year to my senior year, I think I became more knowledgeable about the game. My skills improved, I would say, but I think that I was smarter when I was up to bat. I was able to understand the pitch count better, where to go when plays needed to happen, and stuff like that.
Your junior year in 2019, you became the first player in program history to ever record perfect fielding percentages in back-to-back seasons. Was there any pressure at all when you're out there in the outfield, kind of knowing that you haven't made an error yet?
No, whenever throughout sophomore and junior year, I didn't even realize that I hadn't made an error or that I was going to make history, but history was claimed, after my junior year, I was shocked to know that I was the first one to do that and that I even did accomplish that.
Your junior year also saw you become the second academic All-American in program history, earning third-team Google Cloud COSIDA honors. What awards are you most proud of when you look back at your college career?
The softball awards mean a lot to me, but I think the academic awards mean more. Google Cloud is a huge one. I didn't even know what that was when I received it, but I'm so thankful that I did. It just shows all of the work that I put in off the field as well in order to maintain the GPA that I have.
Now let's look at your senior season that came to a halt. We talked about you were hitting .394. You were off to a tremendous start this season. What do you think allowed you to get out of the gate so quickly?
So my mindset for this year was just to go out and have fun. Whatever happened, happened. So when I was in the box or out on the field, I was just focused on what I needed to do for the team, and I wanted to enjoy every at-bat, every play that I got. So that was my goal.
What was it like having Ashley Turner in front of you and Bailey Brennick behind you to provide you an opportunity? You knew you were going to get a chance to see some good pitches.
Yeah, so both of them in the lineup are great hitters. I knew that whether one of them or two of them, they were going to be on in front of me. So I had the chance to either move them around the bases to get them in scoring position, or I had the chance to hit them in almost every at-bat that I took.
What are you going to miss most about not getting a chance to play softball anymore? And has it hit you yet that that game against UT Tyler was the last time you'll wear the maroon and gold?
And what I'm going to miss most is just being around my friends and getting the chance to play the game that I grew up loving and getting to know. So that's going to be hard. It hasn't really hit me yet that that was my last game. I feel like I have another game or a senior day to go out to and put the uniform on and play, but it hasn't hit me yet.
Has the thought of coaching softball at some point down the line crossed your mind?
Yeah, of course. It's something that I think about. I find my passion in teaching with the younger children, so if I would coach, I think it would be more of a little league team or girls that are just getting into the sport.
What was it like getting an opportunity to play all 4 years at Mustangs Park in front of some of the best fans in the country?
The opportunity was amazing. I couldn't have asked for a better school or a better coach and teammates to play with. MSU is a great school, and I'm so thankful for all the opportunities and chances that I got while I was there.
Mention the Marie Morgan Award doesn't just take into consideration athletic and academic success. It's also what you do out in the community. Has it crossed your mind at all that when people hear the name Lauren Lindgren or finally get a put a face after hearing you on the radio or seeing you on TV so much that you're considered a role model to so many youngsters in Wichita Falls?
That's kind of crazy to even hear. It hasn't hit me, and it probably won't for a while. Yeah, the award is such a huge honor, and like I said, freshman year, it was my goal to just be nominated for it. So hopefully some young girl somewhere can maybe hear me or set their goals high and achieve them like I did.
What kind of leader were you for Midwestern State softball? Were you someone that was a vocal leader, or did you like to lead more by example?
Definitely by example. I wasn't really one that would go out there and yell out the plays or what we needed to do, but my goal when I went out on the field was to dive for every ball that I could, to make all the plays that I could, and show the new incoming people what the program was all about.
What are a couple of your favorite moments and highlights when you look back on your career?
Well, I think, of course, my first one would have to be my last at-bat. That's the first one that comes to mind. It's kind of crazy to, like, if I look back, my first at-bat my freshman year was also a home run. So I guess those would have to be two of my favorite times.
Were you able to track down your first ever home run as well, that ball?
Yes, I was.
Have a nice little collection going on at home. So have you thought at all of what you're going to do over the summer as you get set to graduate later this year?
Yeah, so over the summer I'm studying for my teaching exams and then hopefully going on vacation, maybe with my family, and just taking the time to relax and prepare for next semester.
We mentioned the perfect 4.0 GPA, but just how difficult was it to manage time in the classroom and still be a standout athlete on the field?
It was very difficult. Whenever I wasn't on the field or in the classroom, I was in the library doing my work. The coaches always knew that I was in the library, and we made accommodations every once in a while in order for me to go to extra credit or go to like an opportunity for my class in order to help my grades. So the coaches were very accepting and willing to work with me when I was struggling in a class or needed the extra help.
You were recently nominated for Outstanding Special Education Student and Outstanding Senior Woman for the West College of Education. What did it mean when you found out that you were up for those prestigious accomplishments?
Yeah, when my teachers approached me with those nominations, I was kind of in shock. It wasn't both of them, let alone one of them, is crazy to be nominated for. So I was thankful for the opportunity that they even thought of me to nominate me for those awards.
In the last 3 years, you were a volunteer at the Hotter in Hell race. What's that experience been like?
Yeah, so for MSU softball, that's something that we volunteer for every year. So it's a cool opportunity to see, like, the elite athletes riding through the 100 miles that they ride. I can't ever imagine doing that, but it's a really cool experience to serve your community in that way.
What advice does Lauren Lindgren have to the next incoming class of Midwestern State softball players?
Work hard, go to the field extra, put in your extra time, stay on top of your schoolwork, and manage your time.
Have you had a chance to catch up with some of the other seniors who might have played their last game for Midwestern State, and Jessica Clark and Kelsey Arovkin?
Yes, I have talked to both of them.
What are they up to? The same thing kind of as you, just trying to make the best out of a difficult situation?
Yes, they're trying to make the best out of it, working on schoolwork, staying on top of stuff, and they're ready to move on to the next chapter as well.
We'll bring it back to your final thoughts on claiming this prestigious Marie Morgan Award. You're the first softball player since Caitlin Vinson in 2016, so when you look back, what's it going to mean to see that your name will forever be remembered as one of the most outstanding student-athletes to ever wear the maroon and gold?
That's crazy to me. I don't view it as that way, I guess. I just went out there and did what I needed to do, but I'm so thankful to have been able to achieve what I did and to be remembered the way that I will.
Senior softball player Lauren Lindgren, one of two female athletes to claim the Marie Morgan Award. It's one of the most prestigious awards given out by Midwestern State University. It honors the most outstanding student athletes at MSU Texas for their tireless efforts on behalf of their team and program and for exemplary participation throughout the community on behalf of Midwestern State. Lauren, it's been a pleasure getting a chance to catch up with you, and congratulations on being named a Marie Morgan Award recipient.
Thank you so much.
I'm Andrew Byrne. You've been listening to a special Marie Morgan Award Show edition of the Stang Gang Podcast right here on the Mustangs Digital Network.
The Stang Gang Podcast, presented by the Greater Texas Ford Dealers, drops daily, Monday through Friday, on the Midwestern State Digital Network. We invite you to keep up with the podcast on social media at MSU Mustangs on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Want to listen to or download the cast? Go to MSUMustangs.com/podcasts. You've been listening to the Stang Gang Podcast, presented by the Greater Texas Ford Dealers on the Midwestern State Digital Network.